Chapter 17. Black Owl stood on the dock and watched as a team of FBI agents swarmed over the Eagle. They were an efficient lot, he observed. Each man was a specialist in his particular field of scientific detection. They went about their job of scrutinizing the yacht from bilge to radio mast with a minimum of conversation. A constant parade of them crossed the dock to vans parked along the shore, removing furniture, carpeting, anything that wasn't screwed down and a considerable amount that was. Each item was carefully wrapped in a plastic covering and inventoried. More agents arrived, expanding the search for a mile around the First President's estate, examining every square inch of ground, the trees and shrubbery. In the water beside the yacht, divers scoured the muddy bottom. The agent in charge noticed Black Owl rubbernecking beside the loading ramp and came over. "You got permission to be in the area?" he asked. Black Owl showed his ID without answering. "What brings the Secret Service to Mount Vernon on a weekend?"
"Practice mission," Black Owl replied conversationally.
"How about the FBI?"
"Same thing. The director must have thought we were getting lazy, so he dreamed up a top priority exercise."
"Looking for anything in particular?" Black Owl asked, feigning indifferent interest.
"Whatever we can determine about the last people who were on board. Identification through fingerprints, where they came from, you know."
Before Black Owl could reply, Ed McGrath stepped onto the dock from the gravel path. His forehead was glistening in sweat and his face was flushed. Black Owl guessed he had been running.
"Excuse me, George," he panted between intakes of breath. "You got a minute?"
"Sure."
Black Owl waved to the FBI agent.
"Nice talking to you."
"Same to you."
As soon as they were out of earshot, Black Owl asked softly,
"What's going down, Ed?"
"The FBI guys found something you should see."
"Where?"
"About 150 yards upriver, hidden away in trees. I'll show you." McGrath led him along a path that bordered the river. When it curved toward the outer estate buildings, they stayed in a straight line across a manicured lawn. Then they climbed a rail fence into the unkempt undergrowth on the other side. Working their way into a dense thicket, they suddenly came upon two FBI investigators who were hunkered down, studying two large tanks connected to what looked like electrical generators.
"What in hell are these things?" Black Owl demanded without a greeting.
One of the men looked up.
"They're foggers."
Black Owl stared, puzzled. Then his eyes widened. "Foggers," he blurted out. "Machines that make fog."
"Yeah, that's right. Fog generators. The Navy used to mount them on destroyers during World War II for making smoke screens."
"Christ," Black Owl gasped. "So that's how it was done."